Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The FCS College Football Experience Celebration Bowl and Final Four FCS Playoff Reaction Show episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use that promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today, people. We're also brought to you by Game Time. Game Time tickets make the perfect holiday gift. Sign up at gametime.co. Use that promo code CFBX for $20 off. Once again, gametime.co, promo code CFBX for $20 off. And remember, as always, folks, too, let it ride.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes, woo! Welcome! Welcome to the FCS College Football Experience Reaction Show as we prep for Frisco, Texas, the national championship. But we had a conclusion. We now know the two teams that are in it after the playoffs. And we had the Celebration Bowl happen. We will talk about that. Also, coaching hires, transfer portal, all that good stuff. I'm glad to be here. Perhaps you're wondering who the hell you're listening to. And that is fair. My name is Colby Swiggin, Dare to Base Dan, a.k.a. Pick Don D. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I'm probably drinking too much and celebrating too much and not sleeping. Would have killed a normal man, but no, that's gone. The medical advice I got from that was, like being hit by lightning. Pretend it never happened and get on with your life.
Yes, yes, yes. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All that good stuff. Glad to be here talking. A lot of shit is happening. College football is just bananas right now with all the shit happening. Shout out to the chat. Shout out to Nick Francis, long time fan of the show. Appreciate you tuning in, Nick. As I know, he's throwing some slander at Green. I love it. I'm also joined by my co-host. This guy, you know, he's down there in South Florida. He's always got some type of fruit in his drink, alcoholic drink. You know, he's down there on the beaches. You know, if he's not surfing, he's wakeboarding, parasailing. He's on power boats nonstop. All right. Even the boats with the little fucking fans in them that are in Police Academy 5. He's doing all that shit. Give it up for the Gulf Coast guru himself, Mike Rose. How you doing, bro?
What is up, brother? Yeah, I'm actually doing some island camping next weekend, so I'm ready for that. And you know what you gotta love is that we have a championship game coming up, and it was a real playoff to get there. So we're actually gonna see who is the best of the best two teams that are in the whole road to Frisco, the playoffs, man. I love it. This is awesome. I feel good about the conclusion. What about you?
Well, with the exception of the Albany play, I feel great about the conclusion. I think the championship game is going to be fantastic. And any idiot that says, well, it's the 1-2 seed they met in the championship. Well, yeah, but they actually earned it. They earned it there. You know, you'd be surprised what happens. You know, you no one can question that except idiots. So, yeah, I mean, with the exception of the Albany play, because I did.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Let's just get it out of the way. So it had been since 2018 since I lost the game by 59 points. That's the worst I've ever. And that was Maryland Penn State when I took Maryland. This one was the same exact score, 59-0. I thought Albany could cover that, you know, 21.5 points. I also thought Albany was live to potentially win it on the money line. They quit. And not only did they quit, their star defensive lineman and their star quarterback, Reese Poffenberger, hit the portal right after that. Holy shit, what a defeat. That was just ridiculous. I mean, I got nothing. I don't even have anything. They were beat down in every phase of the game. Absolutely pathetic performance. And it looked like they quit. It looked like they didn't want to be there. It looked like they're afraid to tackle, afraid to jump on the loose ball. What'd you make of this game, man?
Yeah, man. I got it at 21.5 as well. And I even texted you as the game was coming up and I saw the line jumped all the way to 17.5. And I was like, oh man, you know, that's sweet. I'm so glad I got it at 21.5. Like by the end of the first quarter, I'm like, nope, I'm still a fucking idiot. But I think the real story to take away, man, and this is something I've been wondering. I wanted to ask you, realistically, if you were to just, you know, whatever, this exact team play over the year, but you drop South Dakota State up into the FBS, how good do you think this team would be in the FBS? Like, are they winning the Big Ten West?
Potentially, especially right. Especially if you're telling me you're getting Iowa. They almost beat Iowa a year ago.
Yeah, 13-9 or something, right?
Yeah, and especially you tell me Iowa has to come to Brookings. Yeah, I was actually sort of joking around, but I was like telling Patty C here in the studio, I was like, the Big 12 should get North Dakota State and South Dakota State because they're as good as your average. I mean, shit, they're better than a lot of. You can go one by one. Like, I think South Dakota State would beat several Big Ten teams, pretty much every conference. They'd probably be middle of the pack in a lot of Power Five conferences, if not all of them.
I mean, so, ACC, I'd have them top five, you know?
Yeah. Probably. I mean, they're really fucking yeah. good. North Dakota State, too, year in, year out. You know, there's a reason why you see all these players drafted. So, yeah, I mean, look, Oklahoma State hosts South Dakota State to open the season next year. And I know South Dakota State's got a lot of seniors on this team that are gone. I don't know who. I mean, I guess I'd make, if it was up to me, I'd make Oklahoma State like a short favorite. We'll see what happens in the portal. But and North Dakota State opens at Colorado next year. So big time games there, man. But what a fucking dominating performance by South Dakota State. Especially after the Villanova game, I thought they were vulnerable. I thought the Villanova game proved that they were vulnerable. No, as they head to Frisco, Texas. And then on the other side of that, this game was why this dude, I am going to say, okay, when I think about the FBS, the best games that I can recall from this year, I think the Washington Oregon game in Seattle was a really good football game. You could say Michigan, Ohio State, even though that lead did not really change, right? Michigan, I think, led the whole way. But you could kind of put like five, six games. Oklahoma, Texas, Red River Shootout, pretty much every year is always a phenomenal game. Alabama, Auburn, but those games were all fantastic. But I think you could argue the last two home games in Missoula, Furman at Montana, and then North Dakota State at Montana, unbelievably awesome. Like, I'll put that up against any of the games in the FBS and say, you know, it's at least on the same level. You know, like, I think you could argue it's the best game of the fucking whole football season. What a fucking crazy ending, too. I felt like Montana let North Dakota State off the hook by them scoring on that final possession. And by them doing that, I was like, man, I had a feeling that North Dakota State was going to win the game then. When I got to that point, I was like, they're going to fucking steal this game. In overtime, the completion on the 2-point conversion on a play that was just bananas. A HB toss pass where they play into the blitz. They play into the blitz. Like it just looked like the play was getting blown up. There's a face mask that happens. And then Montana throws the ball, gets deflected and caught in the end zone. One of the most unbelievable plays I can recall, you know, over the past few years of college football. And then you obviously had the interception in overtime. This game was I already watched it a second time. What'd you make of this game?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, shout out to Junior Bergen, man. He came up with some, I mean, that punt return was freaking amazing.
Every that week, awesome. That guy.
You know, that guy is just straight fire. You got to pay attention to him. I thought for sure after they missed the extra point, that's all I was thinking in my head as soon as it happened. You know, I had Montana money line. I got them when they were a dog. And I'm thinking, oh, man, that's what comes back to bite you, especially when you're playing a blue blood like North Dakota State. Like, this is what hits you. That extra point's going to hurt. Sure enough, North Dakota State ties it up towards the end of the game there. And I'm just like, oh, shit, here we go. But, I mean, Montana did what they did all year, man, and they just found a way to get it done. I mean, after the first few weeks of the season, after the NAU loss, this team turned it around. And, I mean, that's why we locked them up. That's why they were our number one pick last week. You know, it just – they're a damn good team, and they won two games that were you know, Furman and now this one that they had to fight tooth and nail to get, and that's how you get battle tested, and that's how you get ready for a championship game.
Yeah, I mean, one of them, like the story that Montana, the storybook season that Montana is having right now, is unbelievable. Like early in the gates, you know, not only us, I can remember I was listening to ESPN Missoula. And they were just saying like Bobby Hawks, they think that he was going to get fired after like Butler had played him close. They had lost an early September game and they just looked like a team that was very struggling. They made a quarterback change and this team rallied around that. And what a fucking run. This is an epic run. I can't wait for Frisco, Texas. My only complaint was I think they should play it this weekend. I think waiting that long sucks.
Yeah. I agree with that.
They should play it on Christmas every year. I bet you their ratings would be up.
Bet yeah, you, I mean, especially with
or
with
Christmas Eve
else going on.
Yeah, know? One of the two.
I'll watch that over these trash bowl games in the FBS, man.
Yeah, I mean, what a fucking run! When you really think about it, you know, I love all sports, and there's certain runs you see. I remember the LA Kings had an unbelievable run. I think their second Stanley Cup championship. You see these certain runs, and unfortunately in the FBS in college football, you don't really get to see it. I guess you could say TCU last year where they, because it's a four team invitational and they're kind of like, they kind of exclude the team that makes the crazy run for the most part. But Montana, man, this season has been fucking insane. This has been a crazy, crazy turn of events. And I mean, wouldn't it be great if they cap it off with an FCS national championship? I'm fascinated by it. Like I said, yeah, I know there's the Giants when they beat the Pats and Tom Brady, but there's certain teams that just kind of capture it in the middle of the season. Because if you ask me on like September 28th, I was like, I thought Montana would lose in the first round of the playoffs. If you even get to the playoffs, you know? So what that's always awesome to me in sports when you can see something like that, when you can see the change. So Anyway, so it sets up for South Dakota State, Montana. We'll preview that game more, you know, in the coming weeks, cause we have like 2 or 3 weeks now. But I'm super excited to catch that game in Frisco, Texas. But also going on this past Saturday was the Celebration Bowl. And I knew this line smelled. I knew it smelled so much that I actually sprinkled a little bit on Howard Moneyline. Now I had Montana, so I didn't go 0-3, but I did sprinkle a little bit on Howard Moneyline just because it didn't make sense to me. And this game was awesome. This game did. First off, a lot of people tuned into this. I know it had pretty good ratings there on ABC. Florida A&M 30, Howard 26. Man, in the fourth quarter, Florida A&M scored 20 points. It looked like Howard. So Howard was up 16-10 at half, even 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. It, you know, no one scored in the third quarter. So it was 16-10 going into the third, or going into the fourth. And then out of the blue, Florida A&M got their shit together. I thought with about 5 or 6 minutes left in that game, they threw a critical pick six. And I was like, Howard's going to win this fucking game. Larry Scott's going to win a Celebration Bowl. But no, Willie Simmons and the Rattlers focused. They just made big time plays. This game was awesome, man. Look, you know, I hate dome football, but I still thought I watched the Celebration Bowl every year. The past couple of years, the Celebration Bowl has really fucking delivered as Florida A&M caps off an 11-1 season with their only loss being in the FBS. I would love to see Florida A&M against the likes of, you know, South Dakota States, Montana's, North Dakota States, but we're not going to see that. And I understand why the financial benefits from that, but man, you got to wonder what if, because Florida A&M, damn good season, man, 11-1, shout out to them and congrats on a Celebration Bowl, the national Black College Football National Championship. That's fantastic. And I thought the game was great. What'd you make of this one?
Yeah, man. I mean, you said it, the line did smell and Vegas really handed it to everybody on that one. I the only one I really actually like poured in on a solo bet was Montana. But I parlayed the three of them and took FAMU on the money line. Cause I was like, okay, awesome. I'll do that. I still want to bet the Rattlers cause I've been pulling for them all year. And, you know, Albany cost me that parlay anyway, so whatever. But I'm happy to see A&M get this one done, man. They're a program that, you know, every now and then they put together these teams that are really good throughout the years. And they're always a team that just shoots themselves in the foot. I said it all season that I don't want to see it happen. I really like Willie Simmons. I think with Deion gone and Jackson State kind of fell off and FAMU stepped up and kind of did the whole everybody transfer in, a lot of FBS names coming down to the Rattlers and stuff. So this was a team that had the makings of a team that could win the Celebration Bowl this year. They played the whole season exactly how they should. They got tested a few times in games like this and they pulled it off. So it was awesome to see that. And really, you know, just shout out to them. Congratulations. I absolutely love to see them get this one done.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Tyce Kilgore says he's going to see the Troy Trojans this weekend against the Duke Blue Devils. And yeah, I mean, dominating season for them again, as they look good in the FBS. Check out the College Football Experience. And yeah, also special fuck you to Roman says your basketball picks are fucking ass. No, they're not. Not today. So you're not paying attention. Fuck you, buddy. And
yeah, I had a whole other thing I was going to say about A&M, and I saw Roman's comment and I was like, man, well, this just threw me off my game. You don't come in throwing shade at Dundee like that. Come on now.
Well, I mean, if he was accurate, I would own it. But I mean, right now I do have what? Let's see. Since you want to bring this up, Niagara covered against Syracuse one. What else did I have? Northern Colorado against Air Force two. What else did I have? Nevada minus the points against Temple three. What else did I fucking have? Yes, I lost on Lafayette. Okay. Lafayette I lost on, but I also covered on Manhattan. That's a fourth one. And we opened things up with Sacred Heart. 5-1 right now on my locks. Fuck you, buddy. But anyway, have a good one. Shout out to Byron Kidd. Florida A&M just picked up a transfer from Clemson. Sage Ennis, or Ennis, it could be. Yeah, I saw them. They got a QB too. I saw they landed a QB. I'm drawing a blank on what quarterback. Let me see if I can quickly try to figure that out. But that's what I wanted to talk about is the transfer portal and some coaching hirings in a second here. But I want to tell you that the FCS College Football Experience is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Yes, Underdog Fantasy has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. They got NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, and college football. Yes, simply pick higher or lower in your favorite players' fantasy stats and cash in. So what are you doing, folks? Watch along, make picks, maybe make a little extra cash over to Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. Once again, that's Underdog Fantasy, promo code SGPN. We're also brought to you by Game Time. Buying tickets to your favorite events shouldn't be that stressful, folks. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, and comedy and theater that is near you. With killer deals on last minute tickets and their best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you'll be having at that very event. So what are you doing, folks? Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Game Time tickets make the perfect holiday gift. Download the Game Time app today, create an account, use that promo code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Once again, redeeming code CFBX for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform. Bar, parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use that promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right, we are back on the FCS College Football Experience. And hey, we're touching this on every level from the FBS. The portal is just kind of bonkers. And coaching hires, you know, it's that time of year. So I'm currently looking at, you know, some of the coaching hires that have happened. Obviously, I think the big one that everyone wants to talk about, Matt Ense, North Dakota State. He took the linebacking position at USC after going 60-11 in five seasons with the Bison. And I actually think this hire might even be better than what they did with Matt Ense. I know that's a tough thing to say because he won two national championships. But they went out and hired Wyoming offensive coordinator. Remember, Craig Bohl was previously at North Dakota State. He kind of started that dynasty. They went out and got Tim Polasek from the offensive coordinator of Wyoming. He's been a part of four FCS national championship teams as an assistant coach. Now he comes back to Fargo and he's ready to win. So that, what do you make of that hire? I think that's a great hire considering.
Yeah, I think one thing you're definitely not going to have to worry about with that hire is culture. So he's going to bring that Craig Bohl culture and obviously a culture that has translated from North Dakota State up to the FBS, now coming back down. You know, and it's North Dakota State football. It's going to look a lot like Wyoming football. They're going to pound the ball down your throat, run, run, run until you can't take it anymore. So I think it's a perfect fit as far as culture, and I think it's a perfect fit as far as what the team just is as an identity. So I don't think they could have done much better than that.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that was a really good hire. Some other news hire wise, as we're sitting here talking about this, is Fred McNair is now the new head coach of Texas Southern. He leaves Alcorn State. I don't know if that's official yet, but I saw reports. I saw tweets on that. I'm searching for that, but I think I retweeted that from the account. That would be a nice get there. What do you make of that hire? Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is. Fred McNair, Texas Southern, your thoughts.
Yeah, I really like that. I mean, there was something, you know, special about Fred McNair being at Alcorn State. So a little bummed to see him, you know, leaving that job, but I mean, really good hire for Texas Southern. That's a program, you know, down there in Texas and specifically in Texas, in the SWAC, that I think has a lot of potential to really, you know, keep growing. So I like it. I think McNair's a pretty good coach. A little bummed about the Alcorn angle, him being gone from there, but yeah, definitely a good hire for Texas Southern.
Yeah, I think so too. And look, I want to key back in on Alcorn State in a second, but Myron Kidd saying, yes, Florida A&M picked up Daniel Richardson from FAU. This is a guy that started at FAU. He started at Central Michigan, took him to some bowl games previously. That's a nice get for the Rattlers and Willie Simmons. But yeah, back to the coaching front. Like, so Alcorn State's new head coach was elevated from defensive coordinator, and that's Cedric Thomas. Cedric Thomas used to be at Arkansas Pine Bluff. He went 8-14 at Pine Bluff in 2018 and 19. So that's who they decided to go with. Keep the staff, try to keep everyone together. Other news was Mike Minter. Has it really been 11 seasons at Campbell? Because he stepped down, and I don't know. They were super talented. I don't know how they didn't win more. Maybe that was Mike's fault. Maybe it wasn't. But now the interim head coach is Steve Williams, as they're trying to go out there and hire somebody, I think. So that's a big one, because that program, I think, wants to spend money and wants to be good. What'd you make of that?
Yeah. Same. I think, you know, you're kind of out of excuses once you're looking at this program and what they brought in as far as transfers. I mean, we talked about it leading up to the season. We talked about it during the season. I bet this team a lot this season. I know you did too, to cover spreads and win some games. They had a ton of talent. It's just, they never really made the big wave. So, I understand the firing, and I hope they go out and they find a kind of a splash hire to keep doing what they're doing. Cause I think, like you said, they want to keep growing, and I think they need to find the right guy to do it. And maybe Mike Minter just wasn't it.
Yeah. It's going to be something to monitor here. It's going to be very interesting to see what they go with and who they go with. Grambling fired Hugh Jackson. We were a bit surprised by that. Thought he would get a third year. I know he was just 8-14 in two seasons, but now they turn to Mickey Joseph, the former Nebraska assistant. I'm sorry, and Nebraska interim head coach. Remember, I know he got in trouble with the police there, but interesting. I mean, I remember when he played at Nebraska. This guy's been there a lot. Interesting. I did not see this one on my radar. Maybe it works out. Maybe he, you know, he's been a part of some good staffs. He's been a part of some bad staffs. What do you make of the hiring? I just thought, why not just give Hugh Jackson a third year?
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it. It was a very confusing hire to me. I was very surprised to see his name come up. And especially, like, one of the main articles I saw was Mickey Joseph talks all about culture he's bringing to Grambling State and how they need discipline back. And I'm kind of thinking, like, oh, weren't you the guy that kind of just got a headline in the news, got in trouble? Yeah. So I don't know. It's very interesting. It's very perplexing. Not going to lie, I didn't follow up on the whole details of his case. I know it was something domestic, so I'm not going to crucify the guy, because who knows, you know, nowadays, who knows what happens.
And maybe I haven't followed that story. Fuck. For all I know, the charges got dropped. I don't know. Exactly. But I will say that, I mean, Scott Frost's staff, I like Scott Frost. I wanted that to work out at Nebraska, but watching them, especially, I thought he did a great job at Central Florida, but when he got to Nebraska, they were a bad coach football team. Penalties, just a bad coach football team. Now, I don't know how much of that is Mickey Joseph's fault, and maybe it works out.
Did you hear much about the Scott? I don't know. I got a friend that's a big Nebraska fan. He's from Nebraska, and he lives down here now, but he knew a lot of people in the town, and apparently there was some late nights, a lot of late nights for Scotty Frost.
I heard about that too. I heard about that, but I didn't know if it was true. I mean,
I don't know either. So I wasn't there. So,
I mean, so what you're really saying, folks, is Scott Frost is probably sitting there, you know, wondering, maybe he wasn't paying attention the whole time. And maybe to football, X's and O's, essentially. And maybe
the only thing on my mind, Gene, was pussy.
Understandable. You know, we're all human.
We all got to get humbled sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But I mean, I get it, because Nebraska fans were sitting there saying,
the fuck is that?
Morehead State hired a new head coach. Remember, Rob Tenure's gone, 4-7. He went 47-73 in 11 years. They went out and hired Jason Woodman, who was 60-47 in 10 seasons on the D2 level at Fairmont State. Interesting hire. I like it. Taking a shot on some of these coaches that have proven themselves. We saw Holy Cross, you know, obviously Bob Chesney left for JMU. Dan Curran comes in from Merrimack. I thought that was a great fit for Holy Cross, but Merrimack needed to figure out who they were going to hire as a head coach, because Curran was there 11 years and he's really brought that program up to the FCS level. They went out and hired Mike Gennetti, who was their defensive coordinator over the past few years, actually 19 seasons. So vet, what do you make of those two hires, the Morehead State and the Merrimack hire?
Morehead, you can kind of throw a dart on that one. I mean, you know, on paper, it kind of looks good. I like bringing up the guys with winning records down there in D2. But Morehead State, that's such a tough job. So, I mean, he's got his work cut out for him. I wish him the best. That one's hard to predict. Merrimack, I don't have a warm and fuzzy on that. A lot of times when you see a guy that's been with a program that long, and Ken Wilson over at Nevada and the FBS kind of sticks out in my mind. It's a guy kind of like always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Like, he's there for a long time. The job comes up and he stays on staff, but he never gets offered the job. Eventually he does. And I can't think of too many times off the top of my head where that particular situation is the guy that ends up like really crushing it. So I think, you know, as far as understanding the school, understanding the culture, all that, yes, probably a good fit. Is he going to be able to keep this rise for Merrimack going? I don't know. I think, I'm not optimistic on that one, honestly.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I think I might be all right. Sometimes people wait their whole turn and maybe they picked up a lot like a sponge during those 19 years, you know. Mm-hmm. Marist, also remember, legendary coach who had been there 32 years, longest in all of D1 college football. Jim Parody retired. They back 2 days ago, they announced their new head coach, Mike Willis, who was the offensive coordinator at Princeton. Interesting. What do you make of that hire?
Yeah, I think that one can definitely translate. I mean, you're talking about Princeton, obviously toughest, one of the tougher teams in the Ivy League consistently year in, year out. So good pedigree. I mean, my mind kind of goes to Kevin Cahill coming over from Yale to what I believe Lehigh, correct?
Yeah.
And he seemed to have them feisty and fighting in games. So I think obviously you're going to have a team that's disciplined and that, runs the ball a lot, plays smart fundamental football. So yeah, I'm interested to see how that one pans out. I got hope for it. And Marista is a tough job. So good luck.
Yeah. I mean, they're all gonna be fast. We'll keep you updated on what Campbell does as well, folks. I know we're previewing the national championship game next week, but, I did want to touch a little bit on the transfer portal because it's been so crazy, and it's only logical to think that if you kicked ass in the FCS, that you're going to take a shot at going to the FBS. We've seen, I think, a lot with Javonte McCoy from the Idaho Vandals. He, I think what their top rusher, their top receiver all hit the portal right after that loss to Albany. And then you saw Albany, as I alluded to, there's one of their star defensive linemen who had over 11 sacks on the season. He hit the portal. And then Reese Poffenberger right after that hit the portal, the star quarterback for the Great Danes. And you saw that was Tyler Huff at Furman doing the same thing. He hit the portal. Haj Malik Williams at Campbell hit the portal. So, I mean, you have, I'm assuming all of them are going to make that jump up to the FBS. But I mean, what a season so far in the off season, just with all the transfers. It's just kind of been unbelievable that the best teams are losing it. And I think this is probably a sign of times to come, but I'm trying to see if there's any that went within that stood out. Cole O'Doyle Rules from St. Francis landed at East Tennessee State. That is one. So the other ones, we'll update you when we find out where they go. But obviously Daniel Richardson coming in from Florida Atlantic to Florida A&M. That's a great get for the Rattlers. And then Cole O'Doyle Rules from St. Francis to ETSU. What do you make of that get?
Yeah, man. I mean, I love the Richardson one for Florida A&M off the rip. So that's great. But I mean, ETSU, they're just so far. I mean, talking FCS football, if you're talking the FCS portal, ETSU's they're the headline. They're the star of the show right now. Lamb brought basically everybody from Gardner Webb over, and then you're bringing in a experienced quarterback like Cole Doyle Rules. I love that. I mean, he had a good run there at St. Francis. Now he's transferring over, joining up with the new staff at ETSU. The only thing I'm curious about is also, what is it? Jalen King, I believe is his name. Another quarterback. Yeah. Jalen King from Gardner Webb transfers follows coach over to
the SEC. The whole Garden Web team.
Yeah, everybody, man.
Has followed Trey Lamb to East Tennessee State. I'm looking to fade the running Bulldogs a little bit next year. Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see. I know Maine's starting quarterback, I think what he transferred out to Merrimack. That was a little surprising. But it's something we're going to have to keep you up to date with, folks, because it's just going to be bananas, as I imagine. You're going to see some other players from the FBS drop down to the FCS, and then, you know, some I'm imagining Giovanni McCoy, Poffenberger, and Tyler Huff are going to be starting quarterbacks, or at least competing for starting quarterback spots in the FBS. It sucks, I think, if you're an Albany Great Dane fan. This is college football in 2023 or 24, and you know, I don't like it as much as you know. I'm just like you. I don't like it, but it is what it is. I do think it'd be devastating if you're an Albany fan. You're like, man, we can build on this year. We made the Final Four. Let's build on this. But then you look around, you're like, well, our best players just left. Can we build on it?
You also wonder if that affects something like, you know, Gattuso, the coach. You know, does that affect his decision to, you know, hey, maybe I shop around a little bit in the offseason now. We're obviously probably not going to run it back next year and get back to the semifinals. You know, I don't know. Like, I feel like that it kind of affects programs as a whole, especially smaller ones like Albany that aren't great year in.
And remember, they had Jared Verse, who's like maybe the best defensive lineman in college football for Florida State. Imagine if he was on that Albany team this past year. Woo, they might win it all. It's hard to say that when they lost 59-0, but I'm just saying, you never know. We'll keep you covered on the portal gets. We're going to get out of here in a minute, but I did want to touch on the D2 national championship. Harding, flexbone offense. Only completed what, like 56 passes on the whole season. They beat the piss out of Colorado School of Mines 38-7. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. All right. All these people that think you can't run the fucking option or flex bone. National champs. They started their football program, what, like 7 years ago? That's what I'm talking about right there. D2 national champions. I just hope more teams open up their minds to if you want to win, and if you want to win now. Wishbone, triple option, flexbone. Oh, flexbone specifically, I think would be the smartest one if you're trying to win now. If I'm the head coach of Morehead State,
understand it, man.
Yeah, yeah. Like to me, like
why Iowa, go out there,
Vanderbilt, the triple option. Vanderbilt. Like, what are you doing? Vanderbilt should do it every fucking year. All those schools to me, like, there's a lot. Indiana, you know what I mean. You can go. I think half the FBS. I think half the FCS should be running it. I don't know why they're not.
Georgia Tech's all the proof you need.
Two Orange Bowl wins. Look at Nebraska when they were running it. They're winning national championships. So D3 also, we had that. The D3 national championship might have been the best game of the whole entire, you know, others, you know, playoffs, including D2, D3, NAIA. Cortland beat North Central, the reigning national champs, 38-37. Whew. I mean, that look game, at, I don't know if you caught that game.
For Zach Boyce, the quarterback.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
That guy's a gamer too. I like the way he plays. What a game. If you haven't got a chance, that's on ESPN Plus, folks. Let's stay on demand there. And then in the NAIA, you had Kaiser Soze take down Northwestern Iowa. That was a fun game too. Just want to give those guys some love. Appreciate all levels of football, folks, and we appreciate you rocking with us. So we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Even that jackass in the chat that thought I had a bad college basketball day. Look, I said go fuck yourself, and I meant that, and I mean that. But also Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. All right. Folks, give Golf Coast Guru a follow on Twitter at GCG_wins. Next week, we will be back sometime in the next 10 days. We'll be back previewing the national championship, and maybe we'll have some news out of Buies Creek, North Carolina, on who Campbell's hiring, and maybe some more portal news. But yes, we're looking forward to it. Give me a follow on Twitter at TheColbyD, the College Football Experience, the FCS College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Give us a follow. Let us know what you think. please, if you can, hop over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate it. And also, what are you doing? YouTube.com/thecollegeexperience. Watch the show. Subscribe. It's the hub for all of our stuff. I'm here every night talking college basketball. I'll be back in about an hour. All right. So boom, check it out. We also have the FBS show, College Football Experience, College Baseball Experience, myself, Noah Beanick, and the Big 12 Experience. Big 12 fans out there, check it out. We all come together as one on the College Experience YouTube page, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Subscribe, get the SGPN app. You'll get access to all of our articles. Mike Rose here, Gulf Coast Guru. He is always doing good content for us, writing some good articles. So you'll get access to that. I'll hop over there and write a few articles too. Get my John Hancock on, you know. Folks, until next time though, check out all that shit. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast, the Bottom Line Bob's Podcast. A lot of great ones out there right now. Check it all out. And until next time, this is the FCS College Football Experience. I can't wait for Frisco, Texas. You better start thinking about yours. And we are out of here. Run and shoot. We can really run and shoot.